Robinhood Radio presents Between the Stacks, a weekly chat about our local public libraries.
Hi, this is Sarah Marshall from Kent Memorial Library.
And this is Courtney Salas, the director of the Millbrook Library.
Nice to talk to you again, Courtney.
Nice to talk to you, too. I'm excited.
Yeah, I guess this week's topic is back to school, after school programs, and homeschooling. So do you have some exciting back to school stories to share?
I think just our library, we're very lucky because we're within walking distance of all the schools in our school district. So we know that on September 4th, when school starts, we are going to get flooded with teens, especially the middle schoolers, the high schoolers, walking here after school, which is always exciting. We love having them.
Yeah.
But also it gets a little busy, which is nice. So.
Rowdy. I like the word rowdy.
Yeah, yeah. I think we've definitely worked on developing good relationships with them, making sure they know who we are, we know who they are. So it's a little bit more personal. So that's cut down on but most behavior issues, which is really nice.
Before I was worked at the library, I was a high school teacher, so I'm well aware of how delightful adolescents are, and we have a way of sort of, we have a half an eye and half an ear on them at all times, but you can't watch them too closely or else they won't come in. So
exactly.
It's trying to find that balance. But yeah, it's after school is quite busy around here too.
Yeah, do you have anything that you're excited about with school starting?
Well, we have a variety of long-standing programs and relationships with Kent Center School, which is also right here in the village and walkable. Our high school is a little far away. Our high school is about a 40-minute bus ride up into Falls Village, Connecticut. But the K through 8 kids are here all the time, after school also. But what's really nice is that we have a good friendship with the school librarian, and she helps us coordinate visits from the grades K through 4, and they come over in the fall and get to know the children's room and meet the staff. I mean, a lot of the kids come every year, but there's programs that are age-appropriate and sort of seasonally appropriate, like a little get-to-know-you thing for the little ones, and with the older kids we'll do some more targeted programs, could be a nature program, could be anything, but they get to walk over, and of course they love that. It's like the train's coming through, it might get noisy in here. It's about a 4-block walk from the grammar school, and you know, kids just love that, to be able to be out on the streets like that, walking into town, into the library. So the second grade does a whole project on the Oregon Trail. The fourth grade does something they call book tasting, which other places sometimes call like blind date with a book. I know we do that with teenagers, where they can try out a whole bunch of different things, maybe learn a new genre that they didn't know that they liked. And then they do quite a bit of after-school programming. A lot of times it's STEAM programs, so science, technology, education, arts, and I think it's math. And they do a lot of that stuff. And then, I'm not sure if this happens in New York, we tend to have a lot of half days that are teacher prep days, or not prep days, or where they do like meetings and such. So the parents are sort of left with, again, their kids home when they're trying to get some work done. So we do a lot of after-school drop-off programs with all sorts of complicated and fun programming just to give parents a little help. And, they're starting an art club this year, and they do a book club for 5th through 8th grades. It's a lot of fun things.
That's awesome. And it sounds like we're doing a lot of similar stuff, which I'm not surprised because it sounds like your library is pretty cool.
So. Oh, hey, thanks.
we do classroom visits, too, where the kids can come to us. And, again, like they really love walking on the sidewalk here. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's really cute to see them all like walking up towards the library. We do also kind of like information literacy visits where we go to them.
Oh, nice.
And we've done like demonstrations on how to access our online resources and how to use our catalog and things like that. And I think it's like the online resources are really helpful for them because like the teens that I've talked to are so busy and their
right.
days are so structured between school and homework and sports and all that good stuff that they might not be able to get to our building when we're open.
Right.
So I think I've been pushing like Libby and Hoopla to be like, hey, you don't have to come to the library to read books. You can do it from your phone.
Yeah, like, we do it too. We had a really neat thing where a family who owns a house in town, they actually live in Abu Dhabi, and there's three kids, and they said that basically they don't have a library. There's no books that they have access to. So when those kids are over there, they are just left to their own, whatever they can have shipped, which is, you know, incredibly expensive and super heavy. And so they came in and they got a library card because they were here for the summer. I think they're here through early October. And the older child, who was about 12, I said, well, you know, with this, you can use Hoopla and Libby from anywhere in the world. And just her face, it was so lovely. She was so pleased to know that even though she's not in Kent, she can still be, you know, taking advantage of this. And she doesn't have it there. And this way she always has, you know, something to read, and you know, we can always bump up access if we need to. That was really a lovely sort of moment of meeting a kid where they were, you know.
Yes, and I think, like, to me, that's, like, one of the best things we can do.
Agreed.
Like, we can help you, even though,
yeah,
like, it's not in a necessarily, like, traditional maybe way that people think of libraries.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you hear stories about that all the time, people who are traveling and they were like, I needed a book, and I just opened up my phone and I was able to get something right away. And that feels nice.
Oh, for me, myself, I used to bring a backpack when I would travel, and
oh,
now
please.
I can just, it's just on my phone.
It's just on my phone. I agree. So what about homeschooling? You know, we saw a bump in homeschooling during COVID, but that's kind of petered out. How about you guys?
Yeah, I think we're in the same boat. I think definitely with COVID, people shifted more towards homeschooling for a number of reasons, but I think we've kind of plateaued with that as well.
Yeah. Do you have any, you know, frequent flyers who are homeschooling in your area?
We have a lot of people that library hop, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll go from, like, our library, they'll go to Pleasant Valley, the Adrian's Library in Poughkeepsie. So I think people who homeschool, they tend to go to, like, a lot of different library programs at a lot of different libraries, which I think is really smart.
Yeah. We have one family that is a homeschool family. They've got four kids, and they're in here all the time. What's nice is that, you know, when you have children's librarians who are trained in all this stuff, they can really help direct the parents or whoever's leading whatever instruction's going on into finding good resources. And, you know, we've got a consortium that we belong to, and, of course, the state library system's great, too. So all those resources are there. You know, a parent doesn't have to feel like homeschooling is going to cost them a ton of money. It's more sort of time and energy and incredible patience and creativity. I was not a homeschooling parent, and I think both my daughter in particular would have murdered me in my bed. But for the people that do it, it's having that access. And sometimes it's hard to find it if you're not really familiar with all of the different databases and all of the different ways to find things. So it's nice to be able to provide that service.
Definitely. And I think no matter whether somebody's being homeschooled or going to public school or private school, whatever situation they're in, I think the most important school supply is definitely their library card.
That's a good – I love that little turn of phrase. That's really cute. So I think the other thing we wanted to talk about were most requested books. What's hot up in Millbrook right now?
Yeah, so for Millbrook – For our library right now, the most requested is not The Women.
Ah!
I'm in ages. But it's Swan Song by Ellen Hildebrand.
Oh, okay. Well, our hot one right now, there's a new Jodi Picoult out called By Any Other Name, and it's a Shakespeare conspiracy theory story about someone, you know, who is hypothetically writing the books of Shakespeare. And then our biggest nonfiction is something called Gray Matters, and it's a nonfiction book about a brain surgeon and his career and sort of interesting things like that. And the kids, I actually had to ask on that one. The most requested book is called Invisible. It's a graphic novel by Christina Diaz. And picture books, Oliver Jeffers has a new one, and the Fan Brothers have a new one, and those are two other hot tickets.
That's awesome. I know the brain surgeon one, too, is also – that's been going out here, too, as well, which is cool. It's always cool to see what's going out in other places.
Agreed. And then, you know, you recommended a book last time we spoke called the one about Shark Heart. I'm reading it right now. I love it.
Oh, I'm so glad.
It's so weird.
It is really weird.
But it's fun. I mean, it's, you know, I tend to like women's fiction anyway. Women's fiction, such a, it sounds derogatory. It shouldn't be. But like lighter things, and this said, you know, Shark Heart, a love story. And I was like, oh, that's perfect for me. And it's so much more than that. There's so much going on. And, oh, I'm really enjoying it. It was a great rec. Thank you for that one.
No. I still haven't started yours yet, I'm sad to say, but it is on my list.
Oh, good.
And I will get to it.
It's okay. There's no quiz. Let's see. We have some fun events coming up. Do you have anything exciting to tell about?
Yeah, so our biggest thing happening in September is the Millbrook Community Day on September 21st, and we're doing so many things. It's going to be a lot of fun. Last year, our community day, we had a lot of things planned too, and it kind of got rained out, and it was still really fun. So I'm like, even if it rains, it's going to be a good day. But we're having a 2x2 animal haven come visit from 10 to 11 on the library lawn. From 11:30 to 12:30, we're going to do pumpkin painting, which is always really popular. And then I believe from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, we're going to have the bubble bus come in. That is huge.
Oh, I bet.
I love the bubble bus. So, and there's going to be a lot of different things happening around Millbrook that day. The farmer's market, we're going to have tables out with different organizations. It's going to be a good day. So I'm very excited about that. I know it's going to be a lot of work, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
That sounds great. We've got our annual quiz night coming up on the 21st of September, and that usually brings out a huge crowd of people. People who never come in the library show up for quiz night, which is really fun. One interesting thing that we're doing this year is a program on basically direct democracy, how to make your town hall, our town hall, work for the residents. Who to talk to about particular issues. We're kind of excited about that because we've never really done that type of collaboration. But there's always people who come into the library and say, I have this problem. What do I do? They're used to coming to us for information, but, you know, we're not a town department. And we're not in the town hall. They have to go over there, but it's sometimes knowing, you know, which different commission you have to go through or who do you have to talk to in town hall, and that will be really interesting. I think I had something else coming up, but that's all I have on my list. So those are our biggies, and then there's always something fun for kids around here. So,
yeah, it's hard to kind of pick one event to highlight.
Agreed.
Or just
agreed.
A couple, because like almost every day there's something happening at the library.
Yeah. Well, that's how we keep ourselves off the streets. That's what I say. Keep you busy. Okay. Well, I think that's pretty much all that was on our list today. Anything else you want to share before we say goodbye?
That's all I've got.
All right. Well, I think I'll talk to you in the next few weeks about something other exciting library business. I look forward to it.
All right. I can't wait.
Between the Stacks is produced at the facilities of Robin Hood Radio 91.9 FM, Sharon, Connecticut.